Good morning, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. I am very excited about today's show. We've got Phil's pick. We will celebrate the anniversary of the release of possibly the greatest rock album of all time, and the best rock from all eras. And we'll start with Boston, WMFO.
Today.
Smashing Pumpkins, 1979. At WMFO, and we heard Boston from their second studio LP, the title cut, Don't Look Back. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here with you. It's Thursday, August 27th. We are finally out of that hot, sticky weather, and we really have a nice run ahead of us. Today it will be partly cloudy. The high will be about 75 degrees. Tonight, clear, low 60. And for Friday, mostly sunny, high around 80. And it's really going to stay in the 70s all weekend and into the middle of next week. So a really nice stretch coming up. Well, it's time for Phil's Pick. We are getting new listeners all the time to the show, so I'm going to explain Phil's Pick again. The format of this program is really if the album rock that many of us grew up listening to were still around today. And picking music from the 70s, 80s, and 90s is pretty easy. But it gets a little harder to pick music from 2000 on, when rock got very poppy. So, for example, what would you do with bands like Matchbox 20 or Maroon 5 or Train, right? What would album rock do with those bands? Well, my friend Phil from Watertown was listening, and he is a music encyclopedia, and he sent me a long list of songs recorded in the 2005 to now time period that prove there are still real rock bands out there releasing records. And that has turned into a weekly feature that I call Phil's Pick. Phil's Pick today is by a band called The Dirty Knobs, and here's Phil to tell you about it.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Reckless Abandon by The Dirty Knobs. Dirty Knobs is fronted by Mike Campbell, who was Tom Petty's guitar player in The Heartbreakers. But after Tom Petty passed away, he was able to focus a little bit more time on his side project, The Dirty Knobs. They're a great rock band. They have the power to reach into your soul and give it a good shake. So sit back, enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind. We'll be right back.
The Stones, of course, from Exile on Main Street. That's Tumbling Dice. And before that, we heard Phil's pick for today, Reckless Abandon by the Dirty Knobs. And we can hear Phil's pick every week at this time, right here on Rock of Ages. We look forward to what he comes up with for next week. Well, up next, a request from Weymouth, right after this.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
I'd like to say hello this morning to my friends Joe and Lisa in Weymouth. Joe is a man of the sea, a sea captain. He's got his boat. He loves it. In fact, everyone around Weymouth just knows him as Captain Joe. He and Lisa have been listening on WMFO.org. And this weekend, Joe gave me two requests. And I'm actually going to get to both requests at the same time. Well, how am I going to do that? Well, his first request was to play No Pink Floyd. And the second was this song. So here we go. This is not Pink Floyd, and it is Snow Patrol. For Joe, WMFO.
We'll do it all. Everything. On our own. We don't. Just lay here. Would you lie with me and just forget the world? I don't quite know how to say I said too much. They're not enough. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we. Waste time chasing cars around our heads. I need your grace to remind me to find my own. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get too old. Show me. Life. just lay here? Would you lie with me and just forget the world?
Those are the Pretenders with Kid. From 1979, I think, and they released a studio album just a couple of months ago. They had a song on it called The Buzz, which had pretty much the same guitar riff in it. 40 years apart for the Pretenders. Also, Chasing Cars from Snow Patrol, that was for Joe and Lisa, listening in Weymouth this morning on WMFO.org, and we really do appreciate having them aboard today. Well, I'm very excited about what we're about to do. This week marks the 45th anniversary of one of the greatest rock albums ever recorded. That's Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen. And the story goes that back in 1975, Bruce had a great reputation as a live performer, but his first two albums didn't sell very well. So at the time, I think he was around 25 years old, the people who had signed him had left the record company, and he had one last chance to release a commercially successful album or he was going to lose his record deal. So he spent the better part of the year, I think 1974, working on it. And the single Born to Run came out, and usually the album follows immediately, but it was 6 more months before he was done tinkering with the album. And about the title cut, he said, "I wanted to make the greatest rock record that I'd ever heard, and I wanted it to sound enormous, and I wanted it to grab you by your throat and insist that you take that ride. Insist that you pay attention, not just to the music, but just to life, to feeling alive, to being alive." So the album came out, it was 8 songs long, and just about as perfect as a rock album could be. But I'm not going to play anything from the album. Instead, I'm going to play an outtake from those same recording sessions of a song that did not make the final cut to Born to Run. In 1998, Bruce released an album called Tracks, which was a 4-disc box set, with mostly never-before-released song recordings from sessions from many albums that he had recorded. And that's when we first heard this song. So to celebrate the 45th anniversary of the release of Born to Run, a song that got left on the cutting room floor. This one's called Linda, Let Me Be the One, Rock of Ages.
Above the trees, over the seas, and all
Yeah. Lenny Kravitz on Rock of Ages. And we heard Bruce Springsteen, the outtake from the Born to Run album that never made it to the LP, Linda, Let Me Be the One. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me this morning. I consider myself a bit of a pop culture junkie, and I'm usually pretty good at predicting whether certain songs or other entertainment things are going to be successful. But there was one occasion where I missed it by a mile, where I could not have been more wrong. I was working in radio in the early 1980s, and we had an opening for an overnight DJ. The job must have paid around like $400 a week. And my friend and program director, Bob Buckman, brought me an audition tape to listen to. And I did, and it was interesting, but at the end of the day, I just thought, this guy talks too much. Who's going to listen to all that? So I recommended that we pass, and we did. And, well, a few weeks later, we read that he got a job in Detroit. His name was Howard Stern. Yet another indication that I was in the wrong business at the time. Well, a second really bad prediction I made, not nearly as big as the first, was when I first heard this song. It stopped me in my tracks. I was positive it was going to be the biggest hit of the year. I was going to bet the farm. It was beautifully produced. It sounded like the Beatles. It was fantastic. And of course, it went nowhere. This is Tears for Fears, Sowing the Seeds of Love, Rock of Ages, WMFO.
Yeah.
eyes are open wide. By the way, I made it through the day. I watch the world outside. By the way, I'm leaving out today. I just saw Haley's comment. She waved, said, "Why are you always running in place? Even the man in the moon disappeared. Somewhere in the stratosphere. Tell my mother, tell my father, I've done the best I can to make."
The band is called Shinedown, and the song Second Chance, and that's one of those early 2000 songs I was talking about earlier. Is it rock? Is it pop? Hard to tell. Also, Tears for Fears and Sowing the Seeds of Love, a song I was convinced back in the day was going to be a huge hit, and now that I listen to it again, it sounds a little corny. It's definitely overproduced, and I guess to my 20-something-year-old ears, it sounded great, but now, as I listen back to it, I can kind of see why it never went anywhere. Anyway, Ron LaRussa here with you this morning. We're coming down toward the end of the hour. A bunch of things going on in music. This day in music in 1977, Jackson Browne recorded Stay and Running on Empty live at the Meriwether Post Pavilion in Columbia, Maryland. And those versions, of course, made it to the Running on Empty album. Also, Queen and Adam Lambert have announced that they are releasing their first live album, called Queen and Adam Live Around the World. That'll come out on October 2nd, and it features songs from over 200 performances that they made over the last couple of years. Well, this is one that probably won't be on that LP, but it's a good Queen song. Killer Queen, Rock of Ages, WMFO.
She keeps them away, Shonda, in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy. Job at Kennedy, at any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, velvet
is a killer queen. Gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind.
Anytime.
Recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China went down to Geisha Minor. Then again, incidentally, she was that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris.
Naturally.
Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen. Gunpowder gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind.
Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class,
so absolutely dry. She's out to get you.
She's a killer queen. Gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind.
Anytime.
Recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
Curling fast, all the
Bon Jovi and Runaway. And we heard Queen with the Killer Queen from their third studio album called Sheer Heart Attack. That just about does it for this week's edition of Rock of Ages. This is Ron LaRusso. Thank you so much for joining me. I will be back next week at this same time. Until then, have a great week, and we'll see you then. Take care.